This is LBC News.
With Philip Chrysakos at 18 minutes to 5. Good afternoon. Thank you for your company. We start with this story. It's in the United States. Some US senators having been accused of falling asleep and playing games during Donald Trump's impeachment trial, where at least two are believed to have had a nap while others were doing crosswords. So, well, this is a developing story and so much coming out from the United States now that they're awake over on that side of the water. Let's get the latest on this story from LBC News Washington correspondent Simon Marks, and we start with breaking news from statesides.
Want to establish
the kind of news that absolutely ought to be jolting awake some of those Republican senators who have been nodding off over the last couple of days, because on the eve of the president's lawyers getting their opportunity to present his defense at this impeachment trial, ABC News here in the United States says that it has a recording that was made at a dinner in April 2018 at the Trump International Hotel, where President Donald Trump was dining with two associates of his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, Igor Fruman and Lev Parnas. And remember that President Trump has previously said he doesn't know Lev Parnas, even though the two of them had been photographed together. He didn't know him. He had no extensive relationship with him. On the tape that was apparently recorded by one of these two Rudy Giuliani associates, President Trump can be heard giving instructions for the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, to be fired. He is apparently told over the course of this dinner by Mr. Fruman and Mr. Parnas that Marie Yovanovitch has been telling people in Ukraine that she thinks that Donald Trump is likely to get impeached. He becomes absolutely enraged about this, according to ABC's report. They haven't yet released the audio. We think we'll be hearing that in a little while. Get rid of her is what President Trump can be heard saying. Get her out tomorrow. I don't care. Get her out tomorrow. Take her out, okay? Do it. Those are the words that ABC says the president utters on that recording. And that is going to create monumental complexities for his defense lawyers, who are preparing to push back against these impeachment allegations, because it undercuts everything that the president has previously said, insisting that he didn't know Lev Parnas, that Rudy Giuliani associate, who is now under legal pressure of his own, turned against the president's personal attorney. It also creates complications because President Trump has never previously conceded that he was directly involved in the decision to remove Marie Yovanovitch, one of those national security figures who testified during the impeachment inquiry in the House of Representatives. He's never conceded that he personally gave the directive to remove her from office. All of this news broke just as Senator Charles Schumer, the leading Democrat in the U.S. Senate, was giving a news conference on Capitol Hill. Reporters literally interrupted him in order to read to him what President Trump is said to be heard saying on that audio tape. Here's the exchange with Senator Schumer.
Says to a small group that's there, get rid of her. He's heard saying, get her out tomorrow. I don't care. Get her out tomorrow. Take her out, okay? Your reaction?
Well, I haven't seen that, so I wouldn't comment on that yet. But I can say the granularity of the description of the despicable treatment of this prized, wonderful public servant, Ambassador Yovanovitch, I think stuck in people's minds again.
Charles Schumer, the top Democrat in the U.S. Senate, treading carefully, headed out of that news conference, presumably immediately to go and immerse himself in this breaking news. Again, President Trump on tape, tape that has been acquired by ABC News, can be heard giving absolutely clear direction for the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine to be fired. Now, defenders of the president will say that ambassadors in U.S. embassies worldwide decide, serve at the pleasure of the president, and he's perfectly within his rights to decide that he wants to change the personality representing the United States in Kiev. All of that, of course, is true, but what is undercutting the president's case here is the fact that he has previously claimed he did not know Lev Parnas, and yet it's absolutely apparent from this tape that he, Mr. Parnas, and Mr. Fruman were having what is described as an intimate dinner at the Trump International Hotel right in the center of Washington on April the 30th in 2018. As I say, that complicates matters for President Trump's lawyers. They are due to be making their opening arguments starting tomorrow. We've got one more day of the Democrats making their presentations that will get underway in around an hour or so here in Washington. The president's lawyer, Jay Sekulow, last night indicated that when he gets up on his feet, and this, of course, is all prior to news of this audio tape breaking, he was simply going to argue that even if the president had committed all the misconduct that Democrats have elucidated and laid out with voluminous evidence over the last 2 days, none of it, according to Mr. Sekulow, rises to the level of impeachable offenses.
We've got lawyers that are going to be put forward when our side of the case goes that represents multiple schools of thought on what is and is not an impeachable offense. But they have one thing in common, that the actions alleged and the actions of the president do not reach that level, no matter which school of thought you're on. And we're not afraid to put out both of those schools of thought, because our position is you still have to meet basic fundamental constitutional obligations, and they haven't.
In other words, even if he did it, he shouldn't be thrown out of office for it. All that now lies ahead of us, and the lawyers for the president are clearly going to be wanting to huddle with White House advisers to determine how the publication of this audio tape impacts the presentation that they will be making. Certainly, it provides a little bit of unexpected drama right in the middle of this impeachment trial, and a fresh challenge, Philip, for all of those Republican senators who have been sitting there, fidgeting in their chairs, nodding off, indicating very clearly to their constituents that they have been unmoved by the Democrats' presentation so far. This provides a fresh challenge for them if they are planning to go ahead and rubber stamp Donald Trump's acquittal in a few days' time.
Simon Marks, LBC News, Washington correspondent. Thank you for that update. Breaking, as Simon's been telling us there, Donald Trump caught on a recording pushing for Ukraine's ambassador to go. We'll have more on this breaking story just unfolding in the last few moments as Simon has been updating us on that.